You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Idaho loses close to $500 million annually because of child care issues. This is according to a U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation report that was released late last week. The findings are part of the Chamber Foundation's Untapped Potential study that looked at four states across the country. Now, each state report revealed the cost of child care challenges, but it also provided opportunities to unlock economic potential. Joining us live in studio to talk more about this is Beth Oppenheimer with the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children and Alex LeBeau with the Idaho Association for Commerce and Industry. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Okay, so first off, tell us about the study, but also the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation, if people are not familiar with it, Alex.
The U.S. Chamber Foundation has, over the last couple of years, started to undertake this issue of workforce. On a variety of different levels, because workforce is everything from productivity to absenteeism to how do we recruit, how do we retain. And that really brings in the issue of childcare, as well as some of the other educational issues, whether it's secondary or post-secondary, on how we align our systems and our infrastructure to meet the workforce of today and tomorrow, to ensure that we're doing the right thing for our employees as well as the employers themselves. And so they're investing millions of dollars into a variety of different topics. And I had the good fortune of being one of the fellows last year for a cohort. And we discussed two different things, and childcare was one of them. And they ended up selecting Idaho because we really don't have any infrastructure, frankly, as to some place where they felt like we had a lot of untapped potential about where we could go with some of these issues.
So about the study itself then focused on some of those challenges when it comes to child care.
Sure.
In the work that you do, what are some of the challenges that we face in Idaho?
Well, a lot of the challenges that we face are the childcare industry in and of itself is really difficult, and it's kind of a broken business model. And so it's a very expensive industry to run. And so what we see is that because it's so expensive to run a childcare center and also hiring the workforce for that childcare center, what we see is we've got a lot of childcare deserts in Idaho, meaning that 50% of Idahoans live within a childcare desert, which means that there's not enough childcare programs or slots for families, especially working families that want to participate in the workforce.
And this came up in part of the study, correct, Alex?
It did. And it complements some of the work that we'd already done with our own membership, as well as the general population of the state of Idaho. Getting a really good understanding of what the problems are, what the absentee rates are, and some of the information has been fairly enlightening for our members who have really, when we surveyed our own members, were undershooting the problem within their own operations. And when you have, you know, 12 to 16 days on average per year that an employee that has a child within, you know, from 0 to 5 has had a childcare issue that they've had to deal with, that's real dollars. That's real productivity issues in for an employer. And they start to take notice of that and say, okay, well, what is it that we can do? Is it flex time? That doesn't work for every employer because sometimes you just can't walk away. Sometimes it's on-site childcare, and there are a variety of employers that are mm-hmm. actually undertaking that now as a result of some of this data and information that's being brought to the table. Sometimes it's as simple, I think we were in D.C. and we heard, I think it was a company in Pennsylvania or Iowa, mm-hmm. all they had to do was adjust their time of when people were coming to work by 15 minutes, and it mm-hmm. solved the productivity issue and really brought down the absenteeism like substantially for them. And so it's not a one-size-fits-all right. thing. It's sort of each company has to take this data and information and apply it to their own workforce and decide what's going to work for them.
And we should note that the four states that were looked at in this study was Idaho, Iowa, yes, they're two different states, Mississippi, and Pennsylvania. What was interesting to me about this, as I mentioned, we're talking about a loss of revenue of $476 million in Idaho annually. But then they broke it down even farther within that larger piece of the puzzle. And one of the things, Alex, was this loss of productivity, as you mentioned, but people even potentially leaving jobs.
I think that's one of the most alarming aspects of this is, you know, I talk to every one of my plant managers around the state of Idaho, and they say You know, it takes an employee at least a year to two before they're actually profitable for the company. And to lose an employee that's been there for a while as a result of a childcare issue is something that's solvable. Is really concerning for employers. I think that the other alarming statistic that we found is this has happened to about a quarter of all Idahoans. They've either had to turn down additional education or turn down job promotions as a result of childcare issues. That's real productivity going out the door as a result of not having any sort of basic infrastructure in the state of Idaho. And again, it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. And this is where Beth's group comes in with the PDG grant and everything else that we're trying to do in the state is to figure out, okay, what will work here? Is it a consortium group? Is it on-site childcare? Is it flex time? Is it adjusting your work hours? You know, it's going to be every option on the table.
And Beth, how are those conversations going? Because, I mean, I'm the prime example of that. I mean, I literally came into work at 10 o'clock today because I had a kiddo who I had to get to the doctor, right? I mean, not feeling good. You still send them to school, but then you go and get them to take them to the doctor because you have to be at work.
Sure, you have to be at work.
And thank goodness I have employers that are mindful
right.
of that. That is not the case, though. So how in every situation. So what are the conversations looking like now?
Well, I think that part of the beauty of the partnership between IACI and Idaho AUIC is that we're bringing together the business leaders who are beginning to recognize problems, but we're also continuing to talk about this and educating them on solutions that they can bring to the table to better support their workforce. So we have the knowledge around early childhood, family-friendly policies, et cetera, that we can help educate our business leaders. And as they are looking at solutions, we can help solve them. We can walk alongside them and help solve these problems. So it really is a unique relationship so that it helps us elevate not only the challenges that we're seeing, but also come together with some real solutions to be able to fix this problem.
And I know, Alex, you mentioned this briefly, but one of the things is maybe more businesses finding their own solutions, right, mm-hmm. Beth? One of them mm-hmm. being maybe on-site childcare. We do have some employers in Idaho that provide that.
We do. So, you know, and again, that's not the only solution.
Right.
So it could be that we have access to our early childhood and childcare providers and identifying those childcare providers that might want to partner with the businesses within that community. And how can we help not only support and expand that childcare business by working with these businesses? So that could be an option. Our preschool, the Idaho Way Project, where we're looking at local collaborative programs within communities and looking through the lens of targeting some of those areas that they don't have the early childhood programs. How can the businesses be involved in that? So now we can look at a bottom-up approach of designing and developing a program that not just works for the business, but also works for the whole community.
Well, and then when we talk about these childcare deserts that we have in Idaho, I mean, how do we address those issues? Because if you don't even have childcare available, uh-huh. and even this study even found some other things, one of them being what, 90% of working families have had to rely on family members to help with childcare, or they've missed work because of childcare issues. I would assume so much of this too has to do with where you live. I mean, if you live in one of the larger areas, you have more options.
Sure.
Yeah. So this is, I think this is going to be a staged out conversation. This is going to be something that's going to have to occur over a number of years, at least in the next couple of years. You know, we're not looking at a 10-year time horizon, but you know, in the next couple of years, as employers start to figure out how to deal with this stuff, whether, you know, it's answering the liability questions, it's answering how do we hire these people? You know, I make French fries. I don't take care of kids. I don't know how to do this. Show me how to do it. That's where Best Groups comes in.
Give the kids the French fries.
Right, exactly. and then we get down to, you know, the results of the PDG grant. We get so far, you know, the private sector can handle so much. Then we can go back to our governmental infrastructure and say, okay, we've taken it this far. Now there's some things that there's a role for the state. What is that role? I don't know. Is it a block grant type system? Is it direct assistance? Is it can be any number of different things. I don't think that we're coming at it with saying, hey, we have all the answers to all of these problems, because there really isn't just one singular way of doing it. And you full well know we have multitude of different cultures in the state of Idaho. You know, the east side of the state's very different from the west side, north's very different from everybody else too, but we're all still in the same state. So we got to figure out, okay, well, what's going to work in northern Idaho isn't necessarily going to work in eastern Idaho. Is it something as simple as best groups providing additional tools for family support? Could be. And I think that we just, you know, as we start to plow through these issues, we'll get there.
And how meaningful is it to have an actual study like this from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation, where it is, you know, actual data? What is that like for how you move this forward?
Do you want to handle that one? I think for us, it's an economic issue.
Yeah.
Yes, it's about kids, and that's great. But to make it really relevant for employers, it's about dollars and cents, and how do we do this? And, you know, it's productivity and all those things. And those are important conversations to have, because it makes it real time for employers across the state of Idaho. And I think it makes it also very real time for elected officials to understand what it is that we're stepping over and not addressing.
And again, what's great about that is that, you know, Alex's group can come through that from the lens of dollars and cents. We come at this from, how do we best support our children and families? And so it really is that really unique partnership that we can walk alongside one another and accomplish both of our goals by having common solutions.
And maybe finally having the conversation with these two entities to say that they do go hand in hand, whether you have children or not.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I want to thank both of you for coming in. Can people look at the results of the survey anywhere?
Yes, it's available on the U.S. Chamber Foundation website.
Thank you both for coming in. We've been talking with Beth Oppenheimer with the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children and Alex Lebeau with the Idaho Association for Commerce and Industry. Up next, did you know that the Idaho National Laboratory is helping the next Mars rover get to the red planet? We're going to talk about that next. This is Idaho Matters.